Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to a new episode of Ask the Imam, a program that we host at the Clear Lake Islamic Center. You can see the answers to your questions on our YouTube channel. If you want to ask a question, send us an email at asktheimam, one word, at themasjid.org. That is asktheimam at themasjid.org. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We have a question from a sister who's a resident, and she's studying radiology, and she is on a visa here. In her residency, she's most of her work involves interpreting images, of course. But there are a few she calls haram, impermissible things that she's encountering. That's what she termed it as. A mixed environment, she says. It's a mixed work environment. She does ultrasound to male patients with minimal touching, she says. Scrubbing the patient to the elbow. She goes through scrubbing process to the elbow, which means that she's going to have to expose her arm for, let's say, a few minutes. She says also due to this work environment, would that make it haram for her to pursue this? Also, she mentioned in order for her to get the proper training and the proper education and, you know, practical aspects of her, field, she says that she has to sign an agreement which says if there's any, dispute or anything that, arises, that the judgment will be up to the rules and regulations that are like American man-made rules and regulations that are not necessarily in agreement with Islam or something like this. She thinks, would that make her violating her faith when she does that?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wa rasulillah. First of all, being a doctor in general, it's something of noble. And Imam al-Dhahabi, rahimahullah, when he talked about Aisha, radiallahu anha, he said she was the first female doctor in Islam. Mm-hmm. She used to prescribe medications to people. Right. People come to her and she learned that from her father.
Yes.
So, and through history, you'll find women played a role when it comes to giving a medical care to patients or to people who are injured in war, after war, and many narrations in that regard. And that led the scholar, rahimahullah, to say that it is permissible for a woman, for a medical reason, to touch a male who is not mahram to her, or to look at his body. She can look only to the area where it is need attention. Mm-hmm. So if there is an area that doesn't need attention, you don't look at it from the aura, for example.
Right.
And it doesn't matter, even with same thing with a male who's a doctor. And the fuqaha, like in Nawawi, rahimahullah, and others from a long time ago, even talk about, even if that required for a person to look at the aura, a private part even, the mughalladha, the major aura. But the time and it's limited in time and locations based on the need and the circumstances of the case.
Right.
So if you have to take an x-ray, for example, an area, it has to be exposed, to be touched, to be fixed, to make sure that it is in the right place, that's a lot. And usually you wear gloves anyway, it's not a direct touch. That's number one. Also, as we know, any medical practice in the world, in any place, there is always an ethic, there is a handbook showing like some medical ethics that you have to go by. And if you look at these ethics, like you go by or the standard that doctors should follow, the medical ethics that doctors in US, for example, follow, it's very aligned with whatever Muslims have produced in Muslim country. Even though, unfortunately, like most of Muslim country ethic codes are taken from Western, actually, ethic codes. But it's in line with the Muslim view and guidelines. So that's solved the problem that you said, I have to send dispute usually when you have a dispute, you go back to what the medical board in your state says, or the government in local government in your state or your city or your hospital, what's their contract says, what's their medical ethics codes are. So nothing wrong with going back to that, because this does not have to have a verse or hadith. These things usually are based on a common sense, a common principles, which is justice, which is privacy, which is which level of negligence will be responsible for, which is not. You know, things of that nature, which is go according to the guidelines of Sharia. Sharia does not have specific rules. Like, there is no hadith talk specifically about the rules of, you know, how to do an operations, what's the contract between two. It has a guidelines. Very few things in Islam are specifically mentioned as Sharia law. It's very, very specific. There are very, very few. But 90 plus percent of it as guidelines are left for us to come up with these laws. So many of the laws are man-made laws too, but in the guidelines of the Sharia. So nothing wrong with that, signing the contract that says that you refer to that as a judgment. What's haram when you believe that the judge, that there is something contradict the deen. Allah said haram to drink alcohol, and somebody say, yes, I know it's better to drink alcohol, and you believe that this is better. That became the kufr, that became the contradiction in your faith.
In
regard to you, the only problem that I see in what you said in your question is the area when you're scrubbing your own elbow and exposing your hand in front of maybe men. You try your best, my sister, to do this when there is no men around you. And if you do it, you know, you do one hand at the time, you wash it, then you basically dry it and cover it, then do the other hand and then cover it. You try your best to minimize the exposure. This is a very minimal, like, kind of violation comparing to the amount of goodness that will happen to you, inshallah, after you finish your business and you graduated, and the good that you can bring to your family, to yourself, to the community, to the society at large. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you tawfiq. So I don't believe that there is any, it's not haram what you're doing, what you're studying, what you are going to be practicing, inshallah, in the future.
JazakAllah khair, Sheikh. BarakAllahu fiik. Thank you very much for your questions. We'll see you next episode.